Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Meseches Sota has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Meseches Sota, Daf Mem Dalid. The Mishnah brings down the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili with regard to understanding the exemption of the Miho Ish Hayore Veracha Levov. Yelech v'yoshev lebeisoy, that the person is fearful and soft-hearted. Rabbi Akiva learns that that's kemashmoy, it means a simple understanding of it. She'eina yochalamed b'kisha melchoma v'liris cherev shlufa, he's a faint-hearted person and gets easily scared of battle, and he has to go home and not scare others, like the pasuk v'lo yimas, levav echov kovovoy. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, however, argues on this, and he says it doesn't refer to some the faint-hearted person, but rather he says it means that that's somebody who's yore and from the Averois Shebiyodai. Mesiorim Averois Shebiyodai, he's scared of the Averois that he has, and that's the fear that the person has because he's a Balavera, and he's the person who's exempt. The Gemara on this, Machloikis, brings in a Braisa on the Medbeis, the Mantana, the Hodotana Rabbanon. The Braisa speaks about a person who Shemea Koil Kronos for his Sia, he gets terrified from hearing the sounds of the battle horns, and etc., etc. He gets terrified from the bang of the shields, V'cholo, he hears the Charovois, the swords, Umayan Shoisel Abirkov, unable to control his bodily functions from his terror. So he's chayzed that he goes back, and the Gemara first says that Keman, I want to say, who does this follow? It has to follow, apparently, Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, because we seem to be talking about someone who's somehow scared from the battle, not like Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who learned that the fear that patas you is for fear from Averois, but rather like Rabbi Akiva, somehow feared from the battle. So it sounds like the Braisa supports Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara, no, in this type of a case, Baha, Efshar, Afilik Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Moida, Mishum Dechsim, in other words, at the end of the pasuk, that he shouldn't cause the hearts of his brothers to melt just like his own, the end of the pasuk is going to indicate, even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, that learns that the primary meaning of the Reish of the Kro, the beginning of the pasuk of Yorei V'Rachalev, is really talking about a Averois Shebiyodai, but this type of a person, where he's terrified from the shields and the swords and etc., so that person is anyhow excluded and patterned from the end of the pasuk of V'lo Yimas Levav Echov Kilvovoi. The Lech Mishnah in Zayin Tezvov in Hilchos Malachim says that the correct understanding of this Gemara is that the Gemara is distinguishing between a regular pachad of the that's discussed in the mission in the Machlekes Tanoim. The person is regularly has an ordinary fear, moderate fear, in other words, of the war, the battleground, and that's only Rabbi Akiva Patas and not Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, because Yosi HaGlili learns differently that the Reish of the Kro, the pasuk of Yorei V'Rachalevov, is talking about Averois Shebiyodai. Masha'en Kein Zot Lech Mishnah, the Gemara is bringing a brayza is talking about an exceptional fear. That's called a pachad godol of reses or reses, an exceptionally terrifying experience that the person has. And like, you know, the Gemara Grata brings it out, it's Mayim Shoysel Abirakov, and the person was Hirsiya. These are exceptional expressions. And that's where, says Lech Mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi HaGlili is going to go along based on the Sefer, the Krov Yimas, to melt away, to dissolve away, Levav Echo Kavovoi. And this is an exceptional, tremendous terror that in this case it's anyhow included in the Sefer, the Krov, and patterned, even according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who does not patter the moderate fear from the Reish of the Kro of Yorei V'Rachalevov. Pashtus, the Gemara, I would say, simple reading the Gemara supports this, that there's two different madrigas of fear, because, like Lech Mishnah is saying, because the Gemara is Loshen Bayos, and Mendalad and Beis is, Beho, in this case, Beho, Afilib Yeshak Lili Moida, because of Aliyamas Lavav Echol Kovovoi. The Pashtus, I would say, the Gemara itself supports what Lech Mishnah is saying, that there's two madrigas, and the Beho madriga, the tremendous madriga, this particular kind, is even the Yeshak Lili would agree, because he learns it out of the Sefer, the Kro of Aloyimas, Lavav Echov Kilvovoi. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Chof Hei brings down this sugya, and he uses it to shtel tzu, to make a comparison to a machloikis between the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvois and the Ramban. And the Minchas Chinuch asks the Ha'or from this sugya on to the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvois, in Mitzvah Lo Yaseh Nun Ches, says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah, She'ez Hironu Mi Lira Min HaKoyfim Be'ez HaMolchama Shalai Nivrach Min Pneim. In other words, a person shouldn't get scared during the time of the Molchama. There's Mamash Lo Yaseh in the Torah that a person should not, he's a soldier on the battleground at the Muhammad, and he's not allowed to allow himself to get scared. We shouldn't run away. An obligation incumbent on us, says Rambam, that yet some misgabish things zechon and not be fearful. And the Rambam says that actually this lois hasei is mentioned multiple times in the Chumash in Parasha Shavtim. Says loisaroid from Panehim, do not be scared of them. Then it says also in the Torah loisirom, don't be afraid of them, etc. Different loshonis in the Pesukim. The Rambam says that indicate that the mamish a lois hasei in the Chumash that we should not be lira, not be afraid from the koyfim beis hamachama, from the enemies that fight Klal Yisrael. A lois hasei to be afraid in battle. The Ramban over there, the Hasogas Ramban, writes that he does not agree that this is the correct understanding of the Pasuk. And when it says, Loisaris Epaneim, Ki Hashem Alekecha, etc., etc., in other words, don't loisirom, don't be afraid of them because Hashem is with you. So those Lashainas in the Pasuk, says the Ramban, are not intended as a prohibition. They're not intended to prohibit. Rather, the Pshat in them is that they are therefore a Havtacha. Vezu Havtacha Veloi Mitzvah, says the Ramban. These things are a reassurance. They reassure us. That's what they're there for. Don't be scared, says Hashem. In other words, like comforting someone and reassuring them. Do not be scared because I'll be there for you. That's what Hashem tells us. It's not intended as a lawyer to say it's a negative commandment. Rather, it's simply an assurance. Havtocha v'loi mitzvah. And the Ramban says, where am I coming from in this? Because I say, v'im miniyahi, if it, in fact it would be a prohibition. So when the Shoitrim are saying at the end of the speech that they say, Mio isha yorev v'racha leivov, yelich v'yosha leveisa, who's scared? The Pasha in the Gemara is like Rabbi Kiva. Who's put the Pasha in the Pasuk? Who's scared? No, whoever is afraid, let them go home. So the Ramban, you're not going to ask them if you're mefarsim that they're being choitim and to go back with the Amvaid in front of everybody to mefarsim that they're doing a chet. According to you, says Ramban, anybody who's afraid is automatically being over in a loisase and kama loisase, in fact, loisirom and loisaris of a name. So now when we single them out, I don't identify themselves. If you're all mamish, but the Amvaid should up and walk out and go back home, you're being mefarsim the people who are doing a chet, and that does not appear to be the right thing and doesn't appear what the kavan of the pasuk is. So the fact that we tell the people who are scared to go home, and we're not identifying them as sinners, that's not what's going on, says the Ramban. So there is a raya at the pasuk of loisarois, loisir p'neim. These expressions are not intended altogether as a lois, I say, but rather they're simply assurances to reassure us that there's nothing but to fear, because the Baruch Hashem is there for us and with us. By the same token, is actually a parallel machloikis in this area, this din, in the Rambam and the Ravid, in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs in the beginning of the Yad. You know, the Rambam again goes through briefly the Minyan HaMitzvahs in the beginning of the Yad. And again, in Lois HaSei Nun Ches, the Rambam rechens over there, Shalo Yiru Anshim Uchama. In other words, that again, Lois Saroit and etc. So it says that Anshim Uchama, the Yidden, should not be afraid, they should not be fearful. And the Rambam once again rechens in Lois HaSei Nun Ches not to be afraid at the time of the battle. The Ravid has a few select Hasogois in the commentary of the Minyan HaMitzvahs there, and his commentary, the Ravid writes in the Sogas HaRavid, says the Ravid, Omar Avram, Havtocha Hiva'ein Azhoros. He says very quickly, very briefly, the Ravid, that this pasuk of Loisaritz is, don't be scared because there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing what to be scared of. Not, it's thou shall not be scared because it's prohibited. And therefore, again, the Ravid is teaming up with the Ramban to say that it's not Mamash Alois HaSei. It's fact of then, the Minchas Chinuch, he asked the Kasha, which he says is a Tzorach in Godel. It's in the Kaimitz Mincha, which is in the addenda at the back of the Sefer Minchas Chinuch in Tovkov Chofei. And the Minchas Chinuch says that Mamash Tzorach in Godel on the sheet of the Rambam, who holds that there's Alois HaSei, not to be afraid in battle, a sheet Tzorach in Godel from the Gesugi over here in Soitim and Dalad and Amabez, Amadalaf and Amabez, like we just had. Why? Because we had just had a Gemara of Brother Bryce on a base that says that if somebody hears the clang of the shield and hears the sound of the swords and the horns of the battleground and etc., and he gets all terrified, so therefore that person is going to go back from the Erkam Muhammad and the Gemara to have a minute to say that then only Shem is like a Bekiva. And not like a Beisir Gluli, he only goes like a Bekiva who holds that the Pasuk is pattering with Yorav Racha Leivav, pattering those who attack a skid, who are afraid. And this guy is afraid and he's potter, and that fits with the Bekiva. You only like a Beisir Gluli, the Pasuk is really Yorav Racha Leiv is talking about somebody who has veiros. This guy is just stamazai like fearful, and therefore the Gemara thought that the Gemara does not stem with the Yisrael Gluvi, the pattering him. And there was Machadish, he's so terrified, it fits into the end of the Pasuk, V'la yimitz l'vah echa kovavayim l'koli alma. It's frank to mechaz chinuch, a tzorach in godly, says, Manashach zokter, if Yisrael Gluvi is saying that the regular fearful guy, he's not potter, if the guy is fearful, my veiros should be yodai. Zokter mechaz chinuch, but l'maise, if he's fearful in time of the war, when it's time to go to war, and this guy is afraid, according to the Rambam, this alone makes it a veiros of. So therefore, that itself is a very shabbat yodai. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's half a minute? That this brice of the fearful guy getting pattered is only a bekiva, not a beisir gluli. According to the Rambam, once he's fearful, he's not only a bekiva, he automatically fits into a beisir gluli, because guy has an avir shabiyada, which pantas him even going to be a segluli. So what was the havamina, and what the need in the maskanat machadish that the special pasuk of lomiyumas lavavechov should be a segluli, and the main say he should be potter anyway to feed around Ram because he's avir shabiyada. It must be, in other words, that the Ramban is correct and the Rav is correct, and this is not a separate loisa say to be afraid in battle. Maybe the guy not being over in a loisa say he doesn't have avir shabiyada, which is why we thought that this fearful guy being exempted is only going to be exempt according to the king. And not lefi Rabbi Yosef. That's the Mechas Chinuch. This is a Sorche and Godel on the Rambam. Now the Stipler in the Kilas Yankiv makes several points on this. In the Kilas Yankiv on Soita, he says that he holds that this Mikamat Stodim, that the Shitas Rambam is actually not Shver. And that's because we need to understand several nekudos about the Shitas Rambam, about when you're over on the Lois Sase. Not every guy who happens to be fearful at the time of war is automatically going to be over on the Lois Sase, like the Stipler. And really what the Stipler primarily does is to examine the Lashon Rambam in the Yad. We only quoted so far the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs LaRambam and the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of the Yad. Those are the Rambam's compilations of the count of the mitzvahs. But what about the Yad HaChazaka in Hilchos Melachim and Perek Zayin, where the Rambam actually gets into a description of what you're not allowed to do in battle? And the disciples' time basically is, in a nutshell, is that over there you see that there's Givisa Protim and Tzmoim, conditions to be met before a person's over on a Lois Sase of being fearful. And not always when you're fearful are you over on a Lois Sase. So the Rambam, in a nutshell, over there says that the person in Hilchos Melachim and Perek Zayin, that the Rambam says that the person, when he goes out to battle, has to be very careful. He should be yishoyin achar sheyikonis bekeshri avochama, after you entered into the thick of the battle, yishoyin al mikveh yisroel meshiyoi pe'esorah. The person should always have to rely, put his full trust in the Eibishter, v'yeda, he should know shal yichod Hashem hu oysom ochama, he's doing it for the sake of Hashem's great name, and therefore focus on the bringing out of Hashem's name. V'yosim nafshay b'chapa, he'll place his soul in his hand, so to speak, in the palm of his hand, v'lo yira, v'lo yivcha, v'lo yachshev, he shouldn't think at all about Leib Ishtav Levonov. The person should not think in those moments of the battle, he has a wife and kids, which is going to make him be faint-hearted, look what's going to happen, will make him be scared. He has a wife and kids at home to he's responsible for. So he shouldn't be thinking of the wife and kids. Lo Yashav Leib Ishtav Levonov, Lo Yimcha Zechroinam Beliboy, the Rambam says. Eradicate their thoughts from your heart at that time of the battle. The Yafanim, he called Dov Vedov Lamachoma, you should totally empty your hearts from everything just to do. Involve yourself in the war. The person who starts thinking these thoughts during Melchama, he puts himself into a behola and a confusion, etc. So this is the Shittas Rambam again, that he holds you over a loisa, say, if you're fearful in battle. But here the Rambam elaborates and he adds several points into the explanation that I'm not mentioning elsewhere. So first of all, the stipler says that he would make a diuk on the Lashon Rambam there that after you enter into the thick of the battle, then you shine on mikveh Yisrael, etc., etc. And if you're fearful, you're over a loisa say. So come to chois, says the stipler, the meduyik and Rambam that the loisa say, which according to him there is a loisa say, not to be fearful, only kicks in during the actual battle itself. It does not kick in earlier when you're at the battleground, when you're nearing the battleground. It's only if you're fearful, then you're not over a lav. Even according to the Rambam, it's only to be fearful at the battle. That's where you're over on the lav. And then the stipler is automatically Mechaschenes Kasha falls away. Because this guy is scared, we're talking that he is scared at the when you're being Masada yourself before the battle, at the battleground, by the Erechim Melchama. So you're Masada yourself in advance, that's when you get the speech from the Gadol, from the Shoichim, like we had already. And therefore, since it's before the battle, even according to the Rambam, there is no Lois Sasei. The Rambam's Lois Sasei is like he says, Acha Sheyichnois, because of Melchama. So Meila, if you're fearful early on, you're not a Lois Sasei. You're not the right guy to go to battle. You're fearful in the Mela. We're going to exempt you. According to Bekiva, according to Yosef Lili, you're rather not exempted because you don't have a Yerushalmi Yodai, and that stems according to the Rambam, even according to the Rambam, because it's not a Yerushalmi Yodai, since it's holding before the battle, and you weren't yet over the Loisa, say, which the Loisa say is in battle. Second of all, says the Stavler, there's another Nakuda that really comes out of the Rambam, if you read the words carefully, another Siba why this fellow who is before the battle and is getting scared in advance of it is not the person who's being over the Loisa, say, even according to the Rambam, another reason, because Zokte, the Rambam is actually meduyuk that a person who has a natural feeling of fear is not over on any lois essay. Some of the people are naturally scared. Some people are naturally more brave. Some people are naturally timid. They're scared. They get scared. Those things, which are natural emotion feelings out there, the Rambam is meduyuk that you're not over on a lois essay. Rather, the lois essay is meduyuk in the Rambam that a person brings on feelings of fear by focusing and dwelling on certain aspects of his life that are going to make him fearful. Because the Rambam's lashon over there is that the person, at that moment, he goes to battle. The person should not start thinking about his wife and children. You should eradicate their zeicher from your hearts, etc., and empty your hearts from all thoughts. If you start, what does Rambam say? If you start, you start thinking thoughts which lead to fear in the battle, and you start confusing yourself. It's very meduyik, zok di stipler, that a person finds that he's naturally fearful because that's his natural emotional response to the fact that he's about to go to battle. That feeling is not a lois hasei at all, according to the Rambam. That a meilu b'chlal the whole kasha is not shver. This guy finds himself naturally fearful. He hears the enemy horns being sounded. He hears the swords clanging, and he hears the shields banging, and he's naturally fearful. And the mechasimus tiny was that that's a lois hasei yishei pot even according to beisag lili. Nein, zok the stipler. It's actually meduyik in Rambam that the natural fear that comes to a person because of that, those sounds of war and etc., that's not a lois that even according to Rambam. The lois saying the Rambam is the person who focuses his thinking on the wife, he focuses on the kids, on the things that are going to make him get scared. So that's where, like the Rambam himself has a lashon that if you put your machshavah voice into those areas, so that's where you'll be over on the lois. So, and mainly for different reasons, it comes out, doctor, that the Rambam Shita is bechlal not shver. Now, I do want to mention that even though these are rather strong, the Yukum and the Lashon of the Rambam and the Yad, and it does seem that that's the sheet of the Rambam and the Yad, however, it appears, like we said before, when the Ramban is massing on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, it does not appear that the Ramban read the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot this way. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, these nekudos, these conditions are not mentioned. It doesn't mention there about dwelling on the wife and kids, that's the Yisr. It doesn't mention over there the fact that it's dafke after you're in the battle that it's Hosser. And if you think about it carefully, you'll see that the Ramban didn't make these tanoim, this sort of speak, there's limitations in the Shittas HaRambam. Because the Ramban is masik on the Rambam, we said it over before, that he says it's not a lois hasei, rather it's just a reassurance, that's how he reassures you. And what's the Ramban's raya? It's just a reassurance and not a lois hasei. So that because if it would be a lois hasei, then when we single out the Yor of Allah HaLev of let him go home, so when Mamash single out Pifnei Amva Eden in public, all the Avayonim who are being scared, which is not at all the Mashmoy, so you're doing that, it's a wrong thing to do, and therefore the Ramban holds it's not a lois hasei to be scared, it's just the assurance. Al-Kabon and Zetman, that the Ramban really did learn up in the Rambam that a person is scared and is singled out by the Orev Rachalevov, that person is being over on the lois to say the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam asked the Kasha, that it's not Mestava will single out publicly, identify publicly the people who are being over on the lois to say. HaKapana Zetmin L'chayah that the Rambam, when he's understanding of the Rambam, he didn't limit it to Dafka being fearful later on, B'Shasta battle Dafka, and he didn't limit it to Dafka, the person focuses his thoughts on the wife and kids, and because he focuses his thoughts, those conditions, those limitations were not made by the Rambam. If he would have made them, he would not have tied it on the Rambam that when you identify the guys, Yorav Elach Alev, who go home, so you're identifying people who have Anyonim and Ever Lois say because these guys are fearful. Ever Lois say if he would have learned up like the stipler, so he could just say it's not a Lois say because, first of all, it's not during the battle, and second of all, not focusing Dafka on the wife and the kids. So Vayis Techois that the Ramban did not make those limitations on the Shittas HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, but in the Yad, the stipler is Taka seems to be right that there's a number of the Yukim and the Loshin that the Rambam limited in the Yad the application of this Lois HaSeh of being fearful in battle. Later on in the Shtickel, in the Stipler, he focuses attention on the Shittas HaRamban there in the Sefer HaMitzvot in order to be mispointed to understand it correctly. The Ramban says, like we said before, that this pasuk of Loisayis v'Pneihem and the pasuk of not being scared, Loisir v'Pneihem, that these pasukim are not Loisayis, but rather they're reassurances. And the Ramban, the Torah is saying over there is, you should feel reassured that you're going to be saved, nothing will happen to you, apparently, that's what Ramban is saying. The fact of then the Stipler, that L'chayra, how could it possibly be reassurance, it's Mamash HaTeimo. The Pasuk itself says in the Hemshech of the Psukim over there that if who is a person who was born a bias chodosh for loy chanochoy, that he built a house and didn't inaugurate, so he should go home. Why? Pen yom mos ba milchomo. The same thing as Eretz Yishuv al-Lakocha, not the Kerem, All these things again and again, it identifies over there, Befeyish, Pen Yomos Hamelchama, Vishacher, etc. Somebody, you might die in the war. So, on the one hand, we're saying the guy is reassured that if nothing's going to happen, he doesn't have to worry about it, apparently. It's Haftocha in the Torah, Loy Saris, Vaneev, Kiashem, Lekecha, Bekebecha, Ke God of Anayah, the Benjamin is here in Mitzvah, he's God of Anayah, so don't be scared. At the same time, we're telling you, Befeyish, that it might happen. That's why the guy who's Eres Isha, Vilal Kacha, Bonabayas, Felechanocha, these people, they can go home because they might otherwise die in the battle. So how could you possibly say that it's Avtocha if it's saying black on white that you might die? A very interesting question that the Stipler asks in the Shittas Ramban. The Stipler wants to say an interesting teretz to this kasha. The Stipler tain is that if you read carefully the Pusik and also you know, it's boiling good in the Mishnah and beginning of the Perek, we see a particular Nakuda. That's what he wants to say. The Lashon of Pusik over there in the Pumish is Kiseise Machana Alevecha, Vereis Hosus Forechav Amrav Mimacho, Loisiro Mehem Etzesha, Kadashem Alekecha, Vemacho Amalcho Mehem Etzesha. In other words, what it's focusing on is that this nation is Rav Mimacho. Rav. They are greater and more numerous than you. Am Rav Mechah, Loi Siram Benehem, do not be scared of them. So the Stipler wants to say that he says there's a similar thing, rather, that we find that the Gemara, the Mishnah actually, the beginning of the Perek, also takes out of the Diyuk HaLoshon of the Psukim. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, speaks where it says, Al Yerach Levavchem, Al Tiru, etc. So what does it say over there? Al Yerach Levavchem, Mepnei Sal, Asusim, Vetzetzua Charovois, Al Tiru, Mepnei Hagofas, Tereitzim, Veshifas Kalgasim, etc., etc. In other words, that the Pasuk is speaking of the fact that the enemy is tremendously numerous, and they have a tremendous horns, battle horns, and they have bang and the clang of the shields, and they have the weapons, and etc. So the person is going to get scared from the enormous numbers that the enemy has put together, and from the tremendous amount of artillery and weaponry that the enemy has. That's what the Pasuk seems to be saying, and that it's saying, don't be scared. So if them's up the Stipler, and he wants to say like this. So the Avadah could happen that a person could die in battle. He says, Chazal always say that b'shas sakona the sultan is mekatreig, there's fashteitza b'shas sakona, things could happen, a person could die in the battle as well. That's not what the Pasuk is giving a Haftocha about. The Haftocha is that the more tremendous numerous numbers, that the overpowering ammunition and weaponry that the enemy has, the tiviastic or natural superiority that the enemy has, both in numbers and wells and weaponry and etc., strategic assets that they have, those are not going to be a siba for the downfall of Klal Yisrael over the death of the soldier in warfare. That the Siba. Rather, if he has a chet, whatever the Siba is, a gerah shemayim that he should die, and it's hasakana, and it's mekatrik, and etc., it could be the person will die, and that the Pasuk does say, the person might die, there's no avtocha that he won't die. The avtocha is, like the Stipler, that he won't die as a result of overpowering superiority in terms of the weaponry and the numbers of the armies of the enemy. That avtocha you do have. And that's the Pshat and the Ramban who speaks of a Haftocha. The Stipler is Moisif, he says that as far as telling yourself, so I don't have to bother making a Shtadlus, you know, maybe the enemy is coming, I'll send out a couple of soldiers, and won't bother to make a Shtadlus and try to match them man for man, or try to have a weaponry build up of our own, because anyhow, it's all Biyat Hashem, and maybe she doesn't need more than a couple of soldiers, Saivi, you know, so you're going to say, I don't have to bother doing my Shtadlus as a result of the fact that he gives you the Haftocha. So the Stipler, that not. That is always exertion that a person has to make the Ishtadlus, just like we find by the you know, Ishtadlus for Parnosa, a person should have Betochen Hashem, nonetheless he makes the Ishtadlus. You know, just to say, I know I own the Mesillas Hashanah speaks about the Ishtadlus, that for Parnosa, a lawyer Ishtadlus HaMoyel, the Ishtadlus is not what tooth the lawyer, it's not what achieves the Parnosa, but rather that's Xero, Mesillas Hashanah says that a person should do Ishtadlus. And likewise, like the Stabler, even though there is Avtocha from Hashem, at the overpowering numbers of the enemies and weaponry and soldiers, is not going to win the war for them, that won't do it for them. Nonetheless, we have to make our Hishtadlus and try to match them, obviously, in terms of size of the army and in terms of the weaponry. At the end of the Mishnah on Yadalad, the Mishnah says that all of these different Peturim that we have had, the different people who are exempt, that's all the Mechemes Rishus. But the Mechemes Mitzvah HaKol Yoytzin, the Mishnah says everybody goes out, Afilu Choson Mechedroi V'Chalo Mechuposa, even a Choson from his Chedroi and the Kala from a Chuppah, everybody goes out. Which, on this day is a Pashup Shat Shail of how to read this, which an actual number of Mephoshim get into. The question is, are we Taka saying that the Kala is drafted into the army, in other words, and she's going to serve as a soldier? The Hainu, in other words, to put it differently, and this is what many, many people talk about, is there any raya from this mission that b'makom l'chemes rishus, even the women serve in battle, even the noshim are not potter from being from the loichem and mamash, mamash from being the warriors and the soldiers in the battle. There's that pshat of the Mishnah when it says, chosem echedroi v'chalo mechuposa, in other words, even the kal, even the women, they too are going to be drafted to the battle, to do actual battle. There's that pshat. So the Radvaz, actually, in the Hilchot Melachim Zayin Dalet, the Ramvaz and Rambam, the Radvaz says that it's kosher, it's shver, that the v'chiderech ha-noshim l'asal mechomo, that's the right way there, that the Radvaz has. It's a derech of women to do mechomo, that the women are not loichem, it's not the derech to do mechomo. What about the pasuk called kvuda bas melech p'nim, that the kovoy, the tznius of a bas melech of a yidin is inside. So, what are they doing? How does he talk on that they're going to go out to do the mechomo? So on that, the Radvaz says two answers. First of all, he says, yesh loimar, that the pshat is, the chosan goes to the battleground, and once he goes to the battleground, the kala leaves the chuppah because he has nobody to marry right now. Or a kaponah, she has nobody to celebrate the chuppah right now. The chosan left. He was called up to the battlefront. So in other words, she's living with a meila, not that she's going to the battlefront. She's living because she doesn't have any chosan right now, so she a meila ends up leaving. That's one pshat in the Radvaz. The second pshat the Radvaz says is, v'efshir, it could be, that a mechemes mitzvah, the chosh, that we're not going to say that the noshim are going to actually go out to fight mamish on the battleground, but afal pikein, zokter, we will have, they have an achrayas, to help out with the army effort, the military effort. So therefore, even the women are going to go mesapkois mayim umozoin, zokter. Mesapkois mayim umozoin lebaleihem. The Radvaz seems to set it up that each woman will be in charge, perhaps, of her husband. In other words, in parts of Arabia, when they do battle, so the minig is, the practice is, the women are in charge of the food of the husband, who's up in the battlefront. And in Meila, the Radvaz, the second pshat, in other words, is, the chalam echuposa means that she mesapkois mayim umozoin. Similar to what we had before, some of the poip turim, they go back, but the Masapik Mayim Mazin. So the Radvaz suggests that will be the role of the women and what's the role of the Kala in our Mishnah. Rather, the Rashash over here, Mamashafanot, on this Mishnah, the Rashash and in Soitim and Dal, that actually suggests on his own the same territory. So it could be that the women that are being called up is not called up to actually serve in the army and actually fire and shoot, but rather that their job will be the Masapik Mayim Mazin. That's according to this Mahalach, according to Radvaz, according to the Rashash, we're not saying in this mission that the women are actually going to serve in the armed forces themselves. If I can, the advanced time is that that's a lack of tznius, and it's called kvuda bas melech p'nima. Granted, it happens to be that there are gedolim who do learn, at least over here, that for whatever reason, we'll see a couple of possibilities, that there are gedolim who learn that in this particular case, in fact, by the mechemes mitzvah, the kala will leave mechuposa and she'll mamash go to the battlefront and she'll shoot, and she'll be engaged in actual army activities. Who learns like that? So grab the Mechas Chinuch is actually very, very stark matuik this way, and it's actually a fairly well-known Mechas Chinuch, a shtickle where the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel discusses that's the Mitzvah of Zechiris, Mechias, and Amais Amolek, the Mitzvah to remember what Amolek did. So yeah, everybody has to remember the Mitzvah Amolek did, and the Sefer Chinuch over there says that a Mitzvah is only on men and not on women. Why? Because it's only on the men, it's only Aleihem Lasas Muhammad. The women are not Mutlan to make a Muhammad, only the men are, and you make a Muhammad one day and they kill out all the Amalekim. So Meila, as a hechsher to that, we remind you should remember what Amalek did. Zochet Shasuch Amalek. We bowed that the women are not mitzvah to get out there in the battle and fight the Amalekim. So therefore, says the Chinuch, that the women are potter from the mitzvah of Zechira, of Parsha Zohar. And then the Mechas Chinuch tainis on this, that this that the Chinuch says a lashon of, he says it on the men. Ki lohem lasois hamelchomo v'loy lenoshim. That's the lashon of the Chinuch. It's on men to do melchomo. Lohem lasois hamelchomo v'loy lenoshim. The Mechas Chinuch tainis is actually not even correct because we're talking about a melchomo against a mole. But she tainis is a mechemes mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do this melchomo. It's a mechemes mitzvah. And that mechemes mitzvah, we know that it says in Soita Dafim Dalet Zokte that even ka chosame kedroi chedroi. V'chalomechu pasa go out. So why are you saying that only a noshim is Elohim lasis ha-mochama v'lo l'noshim? The noshim also have to be lasis mochama because the commissioner calls them up to duty. The mission says ha-kala mechuposa that mechemes mitzvah, and that's the first tain on the chinuch. Why is the chinuch naming on the women a potter from the mochama against the molek? The mashmoi of the Mechas Chinuch is very stark mashma that the women have to do battle mamish. Lahem lasas amuchama. That's the way he puts it. He's borrowing the lashon from the Chinuch. It's not mashma. We're talking just about masapik mayim umozin supplying some food and etc. But rather the mashmoi is really pretty clear that he's talking about the actual doing of the battle, and he's understanding that women get drafted to the army mamish to get actual battle tactics to be involved as a soldier in the army as a mechemes mitzvah, and from there he's being masig on the sefer achinuch. The Mecheshes brings on the Michas Chinuch is Kasha on the Chinuch, and he says a Teretz on the Kasha, which Lamaisa, in the course of going through the Teretz, he could see clearly that he also accepted the idea, the Marcheshes, that the women are fighting Mamish. They're Mamish out of the battleground doing the fighting, and the only thing is he wants to answer the Chinuch's Kasha, that why don't we assume that in the case of Mechemes Amolek, that the women are also out there involved in the battle Mamish and doing the fighting. So that the Marcheshes wants to say like this. He says that any Din Mulchama, which Beshorosh, the whole Yisrael of the Din, is to do Mulchama against the enemy that women are potter from, because it's not dark on Lassel Mulchama, women are not Benoist Mulchama, and therefore the women are potter. And therefore the women are potter, even according to the Gemara here that speaks of Kala Mechu Posa, the women are potter from Mechemes Amolek, because women are not Benoist Mulchama. Our Mishnah says that Lachoy women are Chayev, Kala Mechu Posa, by a Mechemes Mitzvah. So Zot Mecheshes, if you look at the Sugya carefully, you can see clearly that the Mechemes Mitzvah that we're talking about is identified by the Gemara as Mechemes Yeshua, Bekibush Oretz, with Yeshua's Mulchama to conquer the land. Zot Mecheshes Achap, he says over there that the Kibush Oretz of Yeshua, there was actually Tzvei Bazundur Adinim, two independent halachas that are being fulfilled with that Mulchama of Yeshua. Number one is the Mitzvah of Mulchama of Harigas Shivas Ammim, Kihachrim Tacharimim, which is Tachar Mitzvah, that you have to kill out the Shivas Ammim, Hachrim Tacharimim. That's one aspect of the Mulchama that they were doing. But there's also a Tzvei, the second aspect of the Mulchama that they were doing, which is that they were doing the Mitzvah of Yishuv HaOretz, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that it's Shemais of the Ramban, as he points out, the Ramban of the Shekh Chasso Esen, of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Hed Yerechens, the Yerashtim Eretz Oretz Vishav Tempo, the Pasuk in Masei, the Ramban Rechens Lehed Yer, that that's a Mitzvah of Yishuv HaOretz. So Mela, as long as you've been Koivish Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the Din Mulchama, there's also a Chatim to do Yishuv HaOretz, and that, the Mecheshes wants to say a very curious thing about that. He tells you that since B'Yisoyde is not a Din Mulchama, it's a Chatim to Be'Yam, to settle Eretz Yisrael. The same way that you want to clear cut Eretz Yisrael if you have land and you want to be able to plant it, whatever, you'll move on. Whatever the component to the mitzvah of Yishuv HaOretz are, they all go right into the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And in Meila, Zot Mecheshes over here, so to speak, clearing away the Goyim by having this Mulchama against them is also a Hechatim, so it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Yishuv HaOretz. But Zot Vibal, that the Yisoyde is not a Din Mulchama, it's not a mitzvah Mulchama. It happens to be you have to do this Mulchama to get the Goyim away so you can settle down. But it's not a mitzvah to do Mulchama in itself, and therefore he says a curious thing that women are not potter from it. Even though they're potter from Mechoma, over here the Mechoma, they chatimtza for a fundamental thing, a mitzvah Yeshua Oretz, which women are mitzvah in like the men. And therefore they end up being mitzvah in this Gemara, in this Mechoma of Yeshua Oretz also. And in fact, the Mecheshes wants to tiny it somewhat meduyik like this in the Gemara itself, because the Gemara says that the case, which everybody agrees that is called a Mechemes Mitzvah and Choyvan, etc., is a case of Mechemes Yeshua Bekibush Oretz. The Gemara says that with the Mechemes Yeshua, the Maila is you're being Choyvesh the Oretz. In fact, the Mecheshes, we have to get into the fact that you're conquering the land. Why don't you just say that the Mitzvah is killing the nations themselves is a Mitzvah? Ki Hachrein Tacharim, Mechnani Yechiti, etc. Hachrein Tacharim, you have to destroy them. So who asked you to get into the fact that Yeshua had been koivish the earth, conquering the land. That's a land that you're going out and killing the Shavas. I mean, that's the mitzvah, Zokter. So why do we have to focus on kibush ha'aretz? The answer is, Zokter, because if you were just talking about the mitzvah of hachrim tachrimim to kill out the Shavas Amim, that would not explain the din kala mechuposa, because the women are not benoist mochama. So it wouldn't explain why she goes after the chuposa. But now that we're saying that you have a mitzvah of kibush ha'aretz, like that thing we're speaking, that Amachem is Yeshua but kibush ha'aretz, and therefore that's the extra mitzvah of Yeshiva Teretz Yisrael, and therefore in such a case, the women will be chayav. So the Mecheshes is saying that our Gemara is talking dafka about Mechemes Yeshua, and there the women taka apparently go out to battle mamish. The mamish involved on the battlefront. Mecheshes agrees with Mechasenach on that point. But the one who will not be negated to Mechemes Amalek, because Mechemes Amalek doesn't have the dual aspect of the Mechama, just as a regular Mechama, and that women are taka potter from. Like the Chinuch says correctly, he says that in fact women are potter from the mitzvah of Mechemes Amalek, and consequently could be potter also for the mitzvah of Zocher. I don't want to mention on my own over here. One thing. As you could see, there's a big machloikis. It's some of the Avaz from the Rishonim, Kadmoinim, and others. They hold that Avad, that the women are not going out and doing battle mamash. They'll just be involved in being Masapik, Mamma Mother, and supplying the food and the water, etc. That's one derech in Kalam Echuposa in our Mishnah. There's another derech, which the Mechas Chinuch follows, the Mecheshes follows, and they hold, at least by the Mechemes Yeshua, that in fact the women themselves are Mechuyev to do battle, involve themselves in the battle, which it's a little bit tzas tamur, the truth of the matter is. I mean, Pashas is a little bit tamua to say this thing that during the whole Muhammad Yeshua the Kiva Shaur that the women mamash soldiers, they were serving as soldiers of mamash. Not stam that they were, you know, Mesapak Lam Mosin. They were mamash serving as soldiers according to them. And the Razaz, you could hit the hair really, the Razaz that says what happened to Kol Kvudim Asmel Pnima. But Akapanin, that's what some Gedolim held. That's what the Mechaschinach held and the Machesh has held. But I also want to hear is one push of the thing. Is that Lechaira, if you look at the Psukim and Pashas by Midbar, so it says that the Ebishu is Mitzavah, that they should, you know, the Dinim over there, that they should count all the Chorim, all the males and the different Shvatim, and the Asians in 20 and 60. That's called Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael. That's Lashon HaPasuk, called Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael. So the number of Yishenim over there, including Rashi, are Meduyik, are really Mavur, that the word Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael means also are going to go out to do battle, and what the Ebishu is doing is counting the troops. Before the battle, you count the troops, and that's what he was doing. Granted, there's Yoytzei B'Chor Shur over there, one of the Yishenim, speaks of Mamash Befeirish, that he says, hey, Yoytzei, that they hadn't done the Chet Meraglim yet, and therefore at that time they were destined to go very shortly into Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of the Midbar, they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael quickly, and not for the Chet Meraglim. So therefore, you count the troops before you send them out to battle, and that's mamash what they were doing. Rashi over there also actually brings down that the Yoytzei Tzava, the Rashi says, means they're going to go to Muhammad. Rashi says that. So Yoytzei Tzava, Rashi is also agreeing that it means those are going to do battle. Those are going to be doing battle. The Ramban over there happens to disagree, and he holds Yoytzei Tzava means the hosts of the Yidden, and he doesn't connect it to the battle. Akoponim, the Chayyaz Frech to the Kasher is a simple question. If it really is true that the women were soldiers mamash during the Chemes Kibbutz Ha'oretz, so we're counting the soldiers in Kibbutz Ha'oretz right now in Parshas Bamidbar, why in the world aren't you counting the women also if the women are supposed to be going involved? Yoytzei Tzava, call Yoytzei Tzava B'Yisrael. That's what somebody's showing him, Rashi, and Yoytzei B'Chor Sher. That somebody's showing him, learn up, that means all the warriors. But they might see you leaving and half the warriors because half of them are women and they're also going to be warring. So therefore, L'Chayr, that's actually L'Chayr Kemduma, certainly a Ha'ora, on this Pshat of the Mechas Chinuch and the Marcheshes who hold that the women were involved in actually doing battle. Now, at the end of the Mishnah brings down a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. The Gemara says about this machloikis, where Rashi learns the Gemara anyway, so the Gemara says that there's no actual machloikis in Halacha L'Maisa B'negeah to our Mishnah. What there is an ancillary side issue that they happen to argue about. But granted, the Yesoida, as far as our Mishnah goes, everyone's agreeing to the basic points, which is what? The way what comes out of the Gemara, the way Rashi reads it. So what comes out, in other words, is like this, that if it's a so-called Mechemes Mitzvah slash Choyva, it's a real mitzvah like Mechemes Yeshua B'Kibush Ha'oretz, you mean Koyvish the land, so then it is a actual mitzvah, and therefore you send all the pturim are not going to be sent home, rather they're going to go out to battle and kala mechuposa, etc., etc. On the other hand, if it's a mechemes reshus mamish, like the mechemes beis dovid the ravacha, in other words, just to gain more territory and to own more land, so therefore that for sure is a mechemes reshus mamish, and consequently all the pturim are going to be sent home. What about if you have a kind of in between madrega, which is a mechama against the enemy of the goyim, the loylei, so alon. In other words, the goyim should preclude that they should not come against us, the loylei, so alon. So then, the way Rashi learns up over here in the Gemara, it comes out that it definitely is not called a true mechemes mitzvah, and Taka won't mechayev everybody go to the battleground. That the whole thing is just to preclude the loylei, so alon. But there's a side machlekes about whether to call it in the shem of a mitzvah in order to have a then mass of oisik a mitzvah, patar a mitzvah, if you're involved in a defensive war against the goyim, the loylei, so alon. Is that going to be make your oisim mitzvah to pat you for mitzvah? That's aside from that. That's why the Tanakhama called it a mitzvah. Yehuda called it a reshus. Just to bring out this question whether you call it oisim mitzvah. But Akoponim, in terms of the basic din, everyone agrees that if it's just the goyim, the lalei alone, the goyim shouldn't come against us. So that in fact is not going to be called a mechemes mitzvah to mechayev you to go to the battleground, even chosam echedroi kalam echuposa. And this the Karen Oyer over here points out that there is a ha'ora on in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam and the Yad give the cases of Mechemes Mitzvah, which it seems in the Rambam that these Mechemes Mitzvah are the ones that are not going to pati you, even your Chosam Echedre, etc. So what's the Mechemes Mitzvah, says the Rambam? It's, for example, says the Rambam, is Mechemes Amolek, Mechomo against Amolek, the Rambam counts the Mechemes Mitzvah, Vishivas Amimim, in other words, Mechomo against the seven Amim, the Kanani nations, Uloi Shia, Lohem, Mitzorim, Haboim Alohem, to save the Yidden against enemies that are Boim Alohem, that are coming against them, so those are are all examples of a chemes mitzvah, which says you don't have pturim and nobody gets sent home in all these cases. But the third of the three cases, says the Karen Ayre, which Ram is reckoning as chemes mitzvah, his offense seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara over here by us says that to say of a goyim de loyleisi alone, that the goyim shouldn't come against us, that the Gemara says it's called a chemes rishus halachically, from the dinim of this Mishnah, and you're not going to get to say, and you're not going to have to stay at the battle, you'll be able to send home. It's a chemes rishus, just because you preclude the goyim from coming against us. And if the Rambam counts as a chemes mitzvah, to save from the goyim haboyim aleihem. That's the kasha. So on this, the Karen Oyer brings down that the Lechem Mishnah warns this kasha on the Rambam over there in Hilchos Malachim. The Lechem Mishnah makes a fundamental distinction between a case where the enemy is already boyim aleihem, so the enemy is mamish attacking, or they're holding mamish by advancing, and they're attacking Eretz Yisrael, they're boyim aleihem. So there, that definitely is a mitzvah mamish to save the Yidden and do a defensive war from the enemies that are mamish actively attacking. So there, that the Rambam is going to be maskim, and the Rambam held the Gemara will be maskim to that, that avada that's a mechemes mitzvah, nobody's potter. Rather, the Gemara, though, was talking about the loy leisi alone. The Rambam is talking about boyim aleihem, that they are attacking us. The Gemara is talking about the loy leisi alone, which is really what we would call a preemptive strike. We're doing a preemptive strike against them to assure that they won't attack. So there, the preemptive strike that the Gemara is saying is called a mechemes rishus, and the pturim, the bonabayas lechanocha, etc., will be sent home. That's the shita of the Lechem Mishnah, which happens to be the Kerenei writes that it's rather very logical. It makes a lot of sense, and it does, in fact. A preemptive strike, there's no active danger right this second. That's called a mechemes rishus, and the pturim are sent home. Masha'in came being actively under attack, the enemy is boyim aleihem, so that's a different story, and over there, that's a mechemes mitzvah, and the pturim are not sent home. The Karen Ayre, however, says that even though it's logical, the truth of the matter is, Octav, that it shouldn't be, should have been a lot clearer in the Rambam and in the Gemara that there is a distinction like this, and the truth is, the Gemara doesn't make any such distinction, nor is it mefurish in the Rambam, and therefore, it doesn't look, it's interesting, the Karen Ayre does not appear to accept that the distinction is correct. The Rambam is against the Gemara. In other words, the Kesem Mishnah, the Karen Ayre blinds apparently with the Hava Mina of the Lechem Mishnah. In other words, he blinds with the idea that even if it's a preemptive strike, it makes no difference a preemptive strike from defending against an active attack. They're both exactly the same din, and he understands in the Das HaBavli that both of them are not called the Mechemes Mitzvah, which is a very interesting thing. Even though the Maisei being attacked, obviously you have to defend yourself. Nonetheless, apparently the Karen Ayre and them don't that that's not called the Mechemes Mitzvah, like the pastor said, is Gemara. And in Meila, the Pturim would constantly be pushed allowed to go home. So that's the Kerenir. So he says, what's the answer to Rambam? How did Rambam go against the Gemara? So he granted his own terrace. The Kerenir says that the Rambam is based upon the Yerushalmi, which he says, if you look carefully in the Yerushalmi, there's a man, the Omar, in the Yerushalmi of Chista, that Mamish learns up in the Mishnah against the Bavli. He learns the Mishnah in a way that's maybe a little simpler in the Poshup Shad of the Mishnah, which is to say that if Chista learns up in the Chista in the Yerushalmi, that if Dimi learns up, then in fact there are the three distinct cases in the Mishnah. Something called Mechemes Choyva, something called Mechemes Rishus, and something called Mechemes Mitzvah, and that middle case of Mechemes Mitzvah is a Machloikis, the Abanur and the Yehuda, whether you're Potter or not, which actually, in a way, is a Pashat of the Mishnah, the reading of the words of the Mishnah against the Bavli. And what is that? So the Kerenir based on Rav Dimi and the Yerushalmi. So the Mechemes Choyva is Mechemes Yeshua Bekivash HaOretz, which is a 100% Choyva Gemura, and nobody exemptions, nobody is exempted a sent home. Mechemes Rishus is just for the purpose of Harvocha, just for the purpose of going out against the enemy, and there you definitely are sent home, and it's definitely Mechemes Rishus, and the exemption people are definitely potter. The in-between stage, in between them, is called a Mechemes Mitzvah, and that stage is against the Goyim that are lazy alone, against the Goyim that are attacking us, Mechemes Mitzvah. So there, is Zoktiv Dimi, this Taka Machloikis, the Tanakama and Yehuda, now Mishnah, which is really in a sense a simple shot of the Mishnah. The Tanakama holds that Mechemes Mitzvah, the exemption people are not potter, and the Chayev, like the Tanakama distinguishes between Mitzvah and Rishus, as long as the Mechemes Mitzvah, as long as the Goyim are being lazy alone, so the exemption people are not potter, and they have to say, and that's the Goyim are coming against us, or you're precluding that they come against us, so the exemption people are not exempt, and they have to stick around. If Yehuda holds that the only time when we don't potter, the only time we make the exemption people stick around is only Mechemes Choyva, which is Lashon of Yehuda, only Mechemes Choyva, which is like Yeshua B'Kibbush HaOretz. But other than that, if it's the Goyim are lazy alone, so there, Rabbi Yehuda held that's only a Mechemes Mitzvah, and therefore they're potter. about this. So in other words, the Yerushalmi learns up, which is really the sense of a simpler reading of the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi learns that there is a case called Mechemes Mitzvah, which the Tanakama doesn't patter the Pturim by the Mechemes Mitzvah, and Rehuda does patter the Pturim, and then in case the Mechemes Mitzvah is going to Lelesi Allah, and that's what comes out of the Yerushalmi. It's like the Kerenere, if you could learn, if you want to say, you could learn that the Rambam learns like the Yerushalmi, and therefore the Rambam held that the going to Lelesi Allah is actually a Machlaikas with the Potter. In the Bavli, it seems, the way Rashi learns of the Bavli, it seems that they definitely are Potter, and they definitely could go back home. That Masha Einkein in the Yerushalmi, it's actually Mavur that only Rabbi Huda holds that the Mechemes Mitzvah people are potter, they're going to Lehi Seolon. Tanakama holds you're not potter unless it's Mamash Rishus Gomor. And if it's a case of a mitzvah like the Lehi Seolon, then they're going to be Chayev and they won't be exempt. And that's Meduyik the Shitas Rambam. If you learn to Yerushalmi, and the Ram was going like the Yerushalmi, it's going to be Meduyik like the Rambam. Then in the case of going to Lehi Seolon, then the Pturim people are not going to be potter.
Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting Perek Egla Arufa. The Mishnah says at the bottom of Emdad of Be'ez, Egla Arufa, Beloshon HaKodesh, Shenemar Ki Yimate Cholo Ba'adoma. The Gemara is going to explain later, how do we learn out from this Pasuk that it said Dafka Beloshon HaKodesh. V'yeitzuz Ekeinecha V'shevtecha, Shloisha Mibezen HaGodlish V'Yushalayim, Hayu Yoitzin. The Tanakama holds that three Dayanim from Bezen HaGodl were the ones to go out and do the Medida, which we're going to see about soon. Abihuda Oimer Chamisha. Abihuda said it was five Dayanim. Shneim Zekeinecha, Shneim B'Shevtecha, Shneim. He ain't Bezin Shokol. You're not allowed to have a Bezin Shokol, which means an even amount of Dayanim. Ma'isifun Aleim Oid Echad. So they had to add another one. That makes five. Rashi explains, Hayu Yoitzin, Dibra Matzuch Hayu Yoitzin. Ubayin sham umoidin min hachala litzad ha'ayores shesvivoisov leido ezu kroiva. That the job of these dayanim was to go out and make a medida, like it says lehedi in the parsha of Egla Arufa, to see which city was the closest town to the chala, to the dead body. And from that town, the halacha was that they had to bring the Egla Arufa and do the entire avoida in the nachalesa, like we're about to see later. There's a very chashuv yisodistik of Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra, in the second parak of Chaf Gimel on Beis, which sheds light onto what's going on over here. B'chlal, what's pshat in the whole parasha that the Torah was machayiv from the closest city to the cholol to bring the Egla Rufa? Kipshutai, one might think it's merely a gzeres hakosuv, but we see from the sugya in Lo Yachpor that it's not just a gzeres hakosuv. There's actually a svara to it. The Mishnah there says that Chaf Gilom obeys Nipol Hanimtza B'toy Chamishim Amma. Somebody finds a goizel, a bird, a small bird, within 50 amas from somebody else's bird's nest. Harei Hu Shel Bala Shoivech. So since it's within 50 amas of the Bala Shoivech, so we assume that it's his and he can't take it. Chutz Mi Chamishim Amma, if he finds it outside of 50 amma, Harei Hu Shel Moitzoy. So the one who finds it, he's the one who's allowed to take it. Nimtza bein beiz bein shnei shoyvchayz karav lazeh shaloi karav lazeh shaloi mechtzal mechta shneim yachloiku. That's the halacha that's said over in the Mishnah. We have a hachra called karav. If it's within a certain distance from the bird's nest, so that's mivara to us that it must have come from that bird's nest. On that Mishnah, the Gemara brings the Amoyer Rabbi Chanina. Am Rabbi Chanina. Roiv vekarav hochenach haroiv. Afagav de ruba de araisa. The kurva de araisa fil hachi ruba odif. Rabbi Chanina's mechadesh that even though the Torah gave two different ways of being mevarer different types of sveikas, one way was al pi roiv, like the Torah says achrei rabbi mahatois. If roiv is able to be mevarer the suffix that we have in front of us, the Torah tells us that we should use roiv as a way to be mevarer to be machriya the suffix. Hu adin v'karoiv. If the kravus of something towards another thing, we'll see an example of this soon, is able to be machriya to us logically, that thing which is karov is the thing that we don't know, so we should use karov to machriya that suffix as well, and that's also midiraisa, and it's learned out like we're going to see in the Gemara later, and Rashi explains from the parsha of Egla Rufa. Rashi says that since the Torah told us to go to the closest town from the cholol, we see from there the Torah is using kravus, kirva, as a way to machriya from where did the roitzeach come from. That's what we're doing. We see from this sugya here in Lo Yachpor that when the Torah said to be moided the closest town, what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out where did the roitzeach come from? we have this mace on the floor, and he's surrounded by a bunch of different towns. So the Torah says the town that the mace is closest to in proximity, it's mistabra that that's where the Ritzach came from. And Mela, that's where they have to bring the Egla Rufa in order to get a kapara for that town, because that's where the Rotzeach was from. So B'chanina here is Mechadesh, that even though Ruba is Minatayra, from the Pasuk of Achei Rabim Lahatois, and Huadin Kirva, Kurva is Midaraisa, from the Parsha of Egla Rufa, when Roiv goes up against Akaroiv, so Roiv wins. In fact, the Gemara there, B'Basad Achav Gilman Beis, if you have a Gemara, it's Kedai to take a look. The Gemara says, Mesi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked the Kasha. V'hoyo ha'ir ha'kroiva el ha'cholo. V'af ha'gav te'ika achriti de nefisha mino. Rabbi Zeira is bringing a posuk from our parsha, from the parsha of Egla Rufa, where the Torah says that the city which is closest to the cholo, that's the city which brings the Egla Rufa. The question is, Rabbi Zeira is asking, that it's mashma that even though the other city that was further away from the cholo than this city has more people, still we go bus to the town that's closer, which means we have two or three, four towns which were in proximity to the Chala, and we measured each one. The one that's closest, that's the one that we assumed the Ritzach came from there. Even though the other three towns, each one of them might have had more people than this town, which is close. Therefore, we see from the parish of Egla Rufa that the Hachra of Karoiv is a better Hachra than the Hachra of Roiv. Because why don't we say, according to Rabbi Chanina, we should have said that the city which has the most amount of people, that's the city that we assume the Ritzach must have come from there. We go Basar Roiv. From the fact that we go Basar Karoiv, we see that Karoiv is a better Hachra than the Hachra of Roiv. The Gemara answers with the Leika. We're making an Ukimta now in the Parsha of Egla Rufa, that we only go Basar Karoiv when there is no other town that has more people, which means, Rashi explains, all the cities that are surrounding the Cholal have the same amount of people. That's what the Parsha of Egla Rufa is talking about. They all have the same amount of people. And then the Torah says to be machriya by which city is closest. The city which is closest to the Cholal, that's the city which brings the Egla Rufa. But in Achanami, if one of the other cities would have had more people than this city which was closest, so we would not apply the din of Egla Rufa. The Gemara goes on and asks one more kasha. V'lezel basar ruba de alma. Why don't we go basar roiv of the world? Here Rashi does not explain the pshat of the Gemara's question. We're going to see from the achroinim, from the rishonim, there's basically two mahalchim to explain this Gemara's kasha. One way of explaining it is maybe there's a city that's very far away. Any city in the entire world that has a bigger population than this city, which is Karov. So we should go basar that city and say that he came from there. The other way of explaining the Gemara is to say that we should go basar ruba de alma and look at the entire world as having roiv of people connected this town, which is Karoiv, and we should say that he came from roiv of the world. In any case, the Gemara answers b'yosheves bein haharim, which Rashi explains means that this town is surrounded by mountains, making it very difficult for people to travel from outside the mountain through the city where they found the mace. Therefore, any city which is past these mountains does not go into the Cheshmon. We're not choshish that the Roitzeach came from there. Therefore, it comes out that the Parsha of Egla Rufa, where we go Basar Kiruv, where we go Basar Korva, the Rimagashir and Basar speaks out, is talking about a case where there's two or maybe three towns within these big mountains. All these three towns within the mountains have the same amount of people, and one of the towns is closest to the Cholal, and that's the case where we go Basar Korva and we bring the Egla Rufa. The question is, what happens in a case where there is no mountain surrounding the mace, and there is a city which is far away from the Cholal, further away from a different city, which has Ruba people, which has more people than the city which is Korov? What's going to be in that situation? There's two possibilities. Either we'll say that the city which has the bigger population, we bring the Egla Rufa from that city, because we go Basar Roiv, and we say the Roitzeach must have come from there. Or we say no, that since the Torah said that we go Basar Karoiv, so Agam, according to Rabbi Chanina, we have to make it Ukimta, that it's talking about a case where there is no other city which has more people than this town. But if there is a city which has more people than this town, so we can't apply the Din Bechlal, the Egla Rufa, because the Torah said to go Basar Karoiv. So here we can't go Basar Karov because the city that has Roiv is Mivatel, the din of the Karov. We can't go Basar Roiv either because the Torah said to go Basar Karov. So this is actually 2 days in Rishonim. It's a big machlokes Rishonim. The first Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Ein Ha'ir HaKreva Meivia, Elo Bizman Sheminyin Ha'am Sheba, Kemoi Minyin Ha'ir HaRechoika Mimena. It has to be that this Ir HaKreva has as many people as the Ir which is Rechoik Mimena. Ava, Im Ha'yu Eilu Shebe Rechoika. If the city that was further away was Merubin al Anshe HaKreva Mimena, Holchim Acher HaRoiv, V'HaMerubin Mevin HaEgla. The Roiv, the town that has Roiv, ends up bringing this Egla Rufa. That's Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam is that we bring the Egla Rufa from the city which has Roiv. Half of the Kashita of the Rambam. And even though the Torah mentions only this closest town, again, that's only in specific scenarios, but in a case where there's a city that has more people, and that city has the Roiv, that's the city which is Chayiv to bring this Egla Rufa. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamin is matmir on the Rambam. He doesn't understand how the Rambam could say that we bring Egla Rufa from the city which has Roiv people. That doesn't mention that b'chla on the Parsha. Minchas Chinuch says that it's much more mistaber to say that we bring that if a city has more people than the city which is Karov, so we can't bring Egla Rufa at all. And therefore, Mavata the Din Legamrei of Egla Rufa. But to say that we bring the Egla Rufa from the city that has Roiv, that Minchas Chinuch Tainus is Iyav Shalomer, and he's even Medayik like that in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch. L'maisa, the Minchas Chinuch writes that later on he found a Nudfus of the Tosfos Rid in Masechta Baba Basra. We have that today, Baruch Hashem. You look inside, and we see over there, Lehedya, Tosfos Rid is Cholek on the Rambam. Tosfos Rid holds that Halacha is that when there's Roiv people in a town which is further away, so we cannot apply the din of Egla Rufa B'chlau, and we don't bring any Egla Rufa at all. That's the Shita of Tosfos Rid. Minchas Chinuch was Mechaven on his own to the Tosfos Rid. One of the main kashas of Tosfos, the Minchas Chinuch asks, Lamaisa on the Rambam, is from this last Gemara that we just saw in Baba Basra. That according to the Rambam, what does the Gemara mean when it says that we should go Basar Ruba de Alma? Ruba de Alma? If according to the Rambam, we go Basar Roiv and we bring the Egla Rufa from the city which has Roiv. So what are we going to do? We're going to bring the Egla Rufa from everybody, from the entire world. There has to be one specific city where we bring it from. That's why I mentioned earlier that there's two different Mahalchim in the Rishonim about how to explain Nakamar's question. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, where he explains according to the Rambam, he explains that the question the Gemara was, like the other pshat that I mentioned, and if there would be a city which is further away, a specific city, not the whole world, but if a specific city which is far away from the Chalal, which has more people than the city which is Karoiv, so we should bring the Egla Rufa from that city. And that's the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid, Legabe Roiv and Karoiv, in the parish of Egla Rufa. The Mishnah continues, Nimtze Tomun Begal, Oitolui Beilon, Oitzaf Alpnei Hamayim. Loi hayu orphan, shenemar va'adoma v'loi tomun begal. The Gemara darshins from the pasuk that if the mace is found tomun begal, if he's buried in a rubble, so we don't take the Egla Rufa. Rashi says begal shel avonim, he's in a gal of a hill of rocks. Abel Yashav and his aros on Masechta Soitas medayik from Rashi. Why did Rashi say dafka shel avonim? He explains Rashi holds that if it was shel ofar, so that would have a din of Adama, since the ground is made out of Afar, so we don't consider him that he's not on the ground, even though it's a big hill which is protruding from the ground, it has a din of Adama anyways. The Mishnah also darshins that if he's found hanging from a tree, if he's totally be'ilan, we darshin from the word noifel, and huadin, we darshin from bisodeh, that if he would be tzaf al pnei hamayim, if he would be floating in the water, so there would be no chiyuv egla rufa. What if he's found close to the border or to the city which has Roiv Goyim? In both those cases, there is no Chiyuv of Egla Rufa. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Perek Tes, Hilchos Roitzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, Halacha Hei. Rambam says, Nimtza Karov liYushalayim, that's a sugi later on, Oyle Ir She'ein Ba Bezdin, Manichan Eiso Moidedin El Shar HaYoros Asmuchasloi. Nimtza Somuch L'Svar Oyle Ir She'esh Ba Goyim, Ein Moidedin Kol Iker, Shaharei Zeh Becheska Shehaguhu Goyim. There's two chidushim in this Rambam. One chidush is, the Rambam says, there's a chazaka that the goy killed him. That's the reason why, if he's found near a city, sheyesh baruba goyim, so there's no chiv egla rufa. Because the chiv egla rufa is dafka on the tzad, that he was killed by a yid. The other chidush of the Rambam, which the Minchas Chinuch makes a big deal out of, is that our Lashon HaMishnah says, ir sharuba goyim, which kipshutai means, that since the city has roiv goyim, so we assume that the Ritzech was a goy. The Rambam's Lashon is, li'ir sheyesh ba goyim, which is mashma that as long as there's any goy in the city, in the closest city to the Cholam, that's already enough so that we should neman that the Ritzech was that one goy. The Minchas Chinuch points this out in the Rambam, and he says it's tamua. How could it be? Is there any city in the world that doesn't have one goy living in that city? Therefore, we mevatel the entire din of Egla Rufa. So the Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't know b'chlal where the makor for the Rambam is to say like this. L'maisa, the Achronim point out there is a Yerushalmi, and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, just like the Rambam says, Ir sheyesh ba goyim, and that's also the Lashon of the Meiri here in Saita when he explains our Mishnah. The other halacha over here is Ir she'ein bo bezdin, a town which does not have a bezdin, is also potter from the din of Egla Rufa. The Minchas Chinuch here writes again, it's a mitzvah tov kuf lamed, that the din of whether or not that the bezdin there, the chayre, should be tali on bishas, the mitziah of the cholo. At the time where they found the mace, if there was a bezdin there at that time, so in the city which is closest to the mace, so then there's a chiv egla rufa. But if at the time they found the mace, at the shas hamitziah, he writes, the closest town to the cholo did not have a bezdin, so we're potter legamre from the din of egla rufa, even though after they find the mace, so a bezin sits down and a bezin opens in that town. Even 2 minutes later, it's too late. Since at the time of the Mitzias HaCholol, there was no bezin there, that's a patur from the din of Egla Rufa. The Maisa, the Sefer Minchas Kinois, brings from the Yushalmi here in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph that it's totally on the two pshatim in the Gemara from the Korban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe. The Gemara over there says, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that for the first 14 years after Klal Yisrael settled in Eretz Yisrael, when they were koivesh for the first seven, and they were mechalik the land for the next seven, there was no din of egla rufa. After that, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Pinchas Bei Rabbi Boin, Ne'amar Kol Oysan Arba Esrei Shana, all those 14 years, Mitzuyonim Hoyu. What does it mean, Mitzuyonim Hoyu? The Korban Ha'eda says that for all those 14 years, when somebody was found dead, and they were not knowing the din of egla rufa, so they would bury the mace, and they would put a place, and they would put a tzion, a simen, of where he was found, for achaka hayomevi in egla rufa. And afterwards, they would bring an egla rufa dahinu after the 14 years. So it's mashma from this korban ha'edar that even though at the time of the mitzia of the mace, there was no mechaye for egla rufa because they were still in the first 14 years of kibush v'chiluk. Still, afterwards, when a mechayev comes, the hainu, they were finished the 14 years, at that time we can go ahead and be mechayev the din of egla rufa. So the Minchas Kanois tain is that this korban ha'eda, the chayev is not like this Minchas Chinuch.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.